From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nigeria's government says it hopes to contact Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. Chika Odua has more.
The new video, posted on YouTube early Sunday, shows a masked man wearing military camouflage. He is standing in front of about 50 young women wearing hijabs.
I want to inform the Nigerian government to release the people that they are holding in Abuja, Lagos, and Maiduguri.
Nigerian presidential spokesman Femi Adesina confirmed to VOA Sunday the government has seen the video and has reached out to Boko Haram, but is being cautious.
Chika Odua, Abuja.
The fastest man in the world will be crowned Sunday at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, with Jamaican runner Usain Bolt seeking an unprecedented third straight gold medal in the 100-meter dash. In all, 22 gold medals were on the line on Sunday's schedule in 12 sports. American gold medalist winner Ryan Lochte and three other American swimmers were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday. No one was hurt in the robbery. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to say Monday how he will combat Islamic terrorism if he is elected president. Trump has for months said he would be tougher on jihadists than President Barack Obama. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is moving roughly into a 7 percentage point lead over Trump in national opinion surveys. Clinton holds leads in key several states that will be key to the outcome of the election. This is VOA News. Milwaukee, Wisconsin Mayor Tom Barrett says the National Guard is being activated in the city and will be deployed if there is racial unrest. The state's governor is deploying the Guard. Scott Walker is his name, and he decided it was time to act quickly.
I was worried about whether or not things would escalate and what more would need to be done, not just last night, but in the coming days. Sadly, we've seen it elsewhere around the country. And my sense is that in states where the governor's waited too long, that it escalates. Our hope is that it would de-escalate here.
Violence broke out Saturday after the shooting of a black suspect with a lengthy arrest record by a black police officer. Six stores were burned, police cars were destroyed, and a teenage girl was wounded by gunfire. Several officers were also hurt, including one who suffered a concussion after being hit on the head by concrete. 17 people were arrested. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from a key northern city, says it will now target another IS-held town near the Turkish border. The Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. air power, announced on Sunday the creation of the Al-Bab Military Council with the aim of liberating the town and the region around it. Kurdish Peshmerga forces, meanwhile, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from Islamic State militants. Peshmerga officials said Sunday several villages have been secured. Clouds of smoke could be seen rising in the area as fighting continued. The military operation is a major step in an attempt to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Hundreds of protesters braved heavy rain in the Philippine capital Manila Sunday to denounce President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a hero's cemetery. Protests were also held in other parts of the country, but Duterte is standing firm on his decision to move Marcos's body from his hometown to the National Heroes Cemetery in Manila sometime next month. Thai police say they know who was behind a series of bombings and that at least one man has been detained for questioning. A police spokesman said an investigation is progressing. Thai officials have been searching for those responsible for 11 small bomb attacks that killed 4 people and wounded dozens of others in several key towns Thursday night and Friday morning. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.